Kumlen a black gemara. We're up to Rav Kuv Dalad Amar Aleph on top of the page. My Rebbe, you might have Shem Elazar. We mentioned before Machlek is Rebbe Shem Elazar regarding the hide. Who is Rebbe and who is Shem Elazar? The gemara says, it goes as follows. The time we learned, Rebbe says, Hadam Meratz Ala Oid. Now, what happens if you cut off the hide and the flesh became, after you stripped it, something happened to the meat, it became tummy. You can still sprinkle the blood, because even though the blood has no effect on the flesh, but it has effect on the hide. In other words, he holds that when is the hide a problem if it became pustle before you stripped it? But if the meat became pustle after you stripped it, then you spray the blood, and the blood is matir the hide. Because the hide on its own, even though the meat is not going to become tohir, ukushu im habasar, lef kuf dalad amar aleph, about four lines on top. Ukushu im habasar, but if the hide would have been on the flesh, and when the flesh became pasul, noyle by pasul became pasul, ben kaidim zika ben achazika, the yetzabai has the same din as the flesh. If it's still attached to the flesh, then if the flesh becomes pasul, I don't care, before the zika, it throws the hide. So by the hide, if it's separate, then the sprinkling of blood helps the hide. As long as you already stripped it. So the main thing is before stripping and after stripping. This is like our first Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Has nothing to do with when you stripped it. It has to do with sprinkling the blood. If you stripped it and then the flesh became tamei, the blood will not be effective, not only for the meat, but also it will not be effective for the hide. But if it's with me, it depends. All depends. What's pivotal here is the zrika. If it became posel before you sprinkle it, the same thing, which means you cannot use the hide either. But achazika, if it became posel after the zrika, so it was a couple of minutes that the hide was kosher, then even though the flesh, the meat now became posel, the hide you can use. If the meat was kosher for one short time, go ahead and strip it. But he holds the main thing is the zika, and the Rebbe holds the main thing is the pshitas ha'oyer. Lema, let us say, but Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, they're actually arguing the same machlek, Rabbi Shua, whether the blood is effective if the meat is possible. It says the pasuk, "Vasisa oyle secha," you should make your oyle ha bosa v'hadam, the meat and the blood. Rabbi Shua said, "Im ain dam, ain basa." There's no blood, there's no meat, so therefore, im ain basa, ain dam. According to Rabbi Shua, if the meat becomes tummy, for example, there's no point in spraying the blood. And he doesn't care about the hide. In other words, he holds like the Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Lezer, im dam, blood. Av bish ain basa. It's that blood, even though there's no meat, you still sprinkle the blood because it's matter the hide, like Rabbi. Shneur says, "Vadam zochachi shafach." It says the pasuk on one hand says you should pour the blood on its own. So we see blood on its own is more effective. So what does he do with the pasuk? It says both. I'm going to tell you, madam bezika, just like blood, is by spraying the blood by blood. You have to spray it. Abosa bezika, the meat. You know what they did with the meat? Finally, we're learning over here. You know what they did with the meat of carbon? They used to throw it on the mizbech. They would walk to the top of the ramp. And they couldn't walk on the mizbech because there was a space there. There's a cavity between the ramp and the mizbech. So they stood there at the very top of the ramp and they threw it onto the fire. There was a space, a gap between the ramp and the mizbech.
They walk around the side to where the marocha is.
That's what they did sometimes, true. I'm talking about throwing the meat itself. That was to do with sprinkling the blood on the four corners for the kormachatas. But if they, when it says here that the oiler, they would take the meat and they would throw it onto the mizbech. Let's say that Rebbe said, "Hutzah hold like Rabbi Lezer, you can spray the blood without the meat." Mando malo, it's like Rabbi Shua. Says more like this: "Aliba, Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, that says you spray the blood even though the meat is possible. Kol Rabbi is definitely no argument. He's definitely hold like Rebbe that according to him. So what's the purpose of spraying the blood? Because it's matter the hide. That's exactly Rebbe. Keep pleading, Aliba Shua. How do you understand Rabbi Shua? Rabbi Shua says, don't spray the blood if the meat is already possible. Mando malo, Hutzah, the one who says that what." That it doesn't help the hide at all. Don't spray the blood because it's ineffective. No, like Rabbi Shua. That's what Rabbi Shua was saying. Or the man on Mahurza, the one who says no, that it still helps out for the skin. Rabbi Shua says it that there's no point in spraying the blood because it's not going to assist in any way the meat. Carbon oil, the kohen don't lose out because who gets the meat anyway? The mizbech can't get it. Big deal. Maybe she needs another piece of meat. I will oil the ikum say the kohen when it comes to the hide. It personally belongs to the kohen. We go out of our way to help the kohen out. This is their parnasa. is I feel that Rabbi Shimon made it. I feel Rabbi Shimon made it. It's interesting because this is their panasa. Mm. We're going to make special rules to accommodate them.
To help a person, you're going further than you would to help the Rebbe Shalom.
Exactly.
To help the
exactly. When it comes to panasa matters. Yeah. Right, the media, the Havi, the Yevid. Just like when it comes to the Yevid, we know that all of this is talking about the Chachilah, but the Yevid, let's see, he did spray the blood. The Tanami, the meat became Tamei, and Nifsal became Pasal, like left it overnight. Oh, so you have to chutz a climb. We took it outside of base media. Rabbi Lezer, I made Lezer, Yizer, you spray. Rabbi Shua, Mala Yizer, Rabbi Shua, don't spray. Why not? Because he said it's ineffective. Oh, but Amaid, Rabbi Shua, she was Zarak, but if he did it, I told you not to. But if he did it, it did help out that the guy maybe is carbon or something. So therefore, that's just, so we see that the blood is effective. So it's effective also for the skin, for the hide. Omnuchin said, I never saw that the hide was ever burned. No, he never saw the hide burnt. How did Potty Manisraf, all of these bulls that get burnt, with Se'idim Manisraf, the bulls on Yom Kippur, or a Pad Helm, Dovah Shatzibir, or the Se'idim of Avodah Zarah, what do you do with these Kabbanis? They used to burn them outside the three camps. The mitzvahs are coming in. That's the way it's meant to be, because that's what he was talking about. That's not, it wasn't possible. That's the way the din of those Kabbanis. It never happened. Had a koydim hefshir. What happens according to everybody? According to Rebbe, before you strip the skin, the animal became possible. Rebbe is mighty. You cannot use the hide. What do you do with the hide? You burn it with the meat. Or koydim zik. According to other opinion, before you spray the blood, the animal became possible. What do you do with the skin, with the hide? You burn it. So therefore, again, what are you talking about? He said chol is coming in. He said, well, I never saw this actually happening. That I never saw, chol means that the oil was actually stripped. I never saw, because people deadly didn't strip the hide before they sprayed the blood, because it takes too long, and we learned yesterday that it, we don't want to delay the time gap between the shechting and actual spraying the blood. So I never saw it happen. Yeah. Because if they become possible, they would burn it together, the meat together with the skin. What he said, I never saw skin, he means skin on its own. Because only becomes possible before the Zika. Generally, they didn't cut, they never ripped it high. But Yika, what do you mean? But even Acher Hefshit, the Koyd and Zika of Lezer, according to Lezer, if you did strip the skin and before you sprinkle, so you have the skin on its own, and you have to burn it. First of all, Abchinina might hold like Rebbe, that if you did strip the skin, the blood then will be effective for the skin, so you wouldn't have to burn it and hide. Rebbe's Maida, she ain't Hefshit, Koyd and Zika. Generally, they never did it. They never stripped it, so therefore never saw it. So you know what I mean? What about what happened? You did everything correctly, and then after you started taking apart the animal, you found that somewhere internally there was a suffer treif. So then retrospectively, that means the hide was already puzzled. The animal was already puzzled before. So the hide you had to burn. It never happened. Because Sovereign, he holds, that's the whole point of the mission. If at the time when they took the hide off, they thought it was kosher, and only afterwards they realized that it's a good puzzle, it's good. They can now approve you. Tony, I'm Rabbi Kiva Kuzet.
That means the oil. We're not talking about the
Marat, it's carbon. It's effective for the heart. You can keep it. So therefore, you never saw it burnt. They can now approve you. Tony, I'm Rabbi Kiva Kuzet. Midvarov lamadu. He talks about oil, but I'm going to use his rule to also apply to a pchayit. Shamaf shel pchayit. If you strip a pchayit from the hide, when you start having found a treif afterwards, she oisa koyin. But the koyin can have enough from that oil. Shemam le good raya. Well, Mike Mashan Rabbi Kiva. So what's Rabbi Kiva adding? What is Rabbi Kiva adding to what? So what Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohen was saying, you already said by a carbon, I never saw the hide being burned, but the Kohen kept it, even though they found a psalm animal later. So what's the big deal? How Kamashi teach? I feel the gvulin. All animals are brought in the base of Megdash. The b'chayr you used to shecht in the gvulin because the Kohen can eat it anywhere he wants, and the chiddush even gvulin, even there, if it had a pasul, we'll let you keep the hide. We thought maybe on the base of Megdash because a holy place, whatever. No, even in the gvulin, we all say the same thing. That's a chiddush. No, but when can you shecht in gvulin? When is it not a carbon? If you found the mum in it, if a coin found the mum, the coin shecht it and he eats it himself. Yeah.
In the time of heter habomos, when somebody brought a carbon in their private from his bed.
December, that's what I'm normally not habomos.
No, yeah. I'm asking in that time, did a person have to give matnas kuna or these different?
No. No, we learned yesterday that 2 days ago that by shlamim the chazay by sheik by shlamim did not go to a coin. That's why there's no din of coinim by a bomber. Yeah, there's no kachim kachim. There's nothing. all you had is a normal dinner of chavdal matanis. Yeah. Amr chivad abayich and alokir and alokir abakiva vafra abakiva amr alakishitid the mumcha even abakiva is only saying that if the one who said that you could have eaten the b'chayit, it was a mumcha who said this b'chayit has a mum. Aloy mumcha, if you just took the liberties in your own, you decide this is a mum and I'm going to eat it, loy, then we don't allow you to eat and then just keep the hide. The hilchos akidiv chachamim, lochos however like a chachamim, not like abakiva and abchinin zgan koyim. Says him because loyrino ain't oraya, ain't loyrino oraya. Says the Mishnah, Porim Hanisrafim. Those bulls have to get burned. The cedars of the goats have to get burned. Bisman Shehein Nisrafim Mitzvahs. If you did it properly, what do you do? Where do you burn it? Nisrafim Bebeis Hadeshen. They get burnt in the Beis Hadeshen, which is outside of the three camps. Outside of Yerushalayim, you know, they burn it outside of Yerushalayim. That's the proper way of doing it. Umetamim begadim, and those people who are involved in doing the activity, because they're passing by side of some yichal begadim, so they have to metamim their clothes and to wash their clothes. Vimeinon israfin kimitzvasim. But if he did not do it properly, for example, the animal became posel, then you have to burn like any other posel kachim, which is inside the Beis Hamikdash. So it depends. There's three fires. There's a junk pile in the Beis Hamikdash. There's one in the Temple Mount, and there's one outside the three camps. If he did the kabbalas 100% correctly, it's outside the three camps. The people who carried it become tummy. If he did that, if it was possible, he had to burn it, the clothes don't become tummy. But when you burn it, like any other kachim. So this is what the Tanakhama says. This town of the Mishnah says, if you don't do it properly, nimsrafim bebeis habir, get burnt in the place called Beis Habira. And we'll soon see what Beis Habira is. If that's referring to the Beis Hamikdash or the whole Temple Mount. The Einon metamim begadim, over there, the clothes don't become tummy because it's not a carbon anymore. How did they take it outside? How you say, if you did the properly, you used to carry it, but might have these sticks. And they went outside the Beis Hamikdash. Yotzu harishayim. As soon as you walk out of the Beis Hamikdash, chutz l'chaim asazar. As soon as you walked out of the Beis Hamikdash walls of the courtyard, those people already became tamei. So they walked out because they're carrying properly. But v'acharayim, other side, the people holding on the stick, lo yotzu, didn't go out. Right? They're still in the Beis Hamikdash. Harishayim mitamei begadim. So the first ones who they carried outside on the way, they're the ones who have to mitamei their clothes. And v'acharayim ain't the mitamei begadim, but the ones that are still inside the Beis Hamikdash, even though they're carrying the same post and they're carrying the same animal, their clothes now become tamei. Ad shi yotzu, until they walk out. Yotzu, they walked out. Elu ain't mitamei begadim, once you walk out, they all become tamei. And we'll have a number of questions that. Rav Shimon says, Einon mitam. I hold it's not a question of carrying it that your clothes become tummy. It's only when you burnt it. Ad chiyutzas ha'ur beruben. Until the fire actually burnt most of the carbon, that's when their clothes become tummy. Nitechabosam. If you finished already burning it, and then the meat dissolved or melted, einasayim tamagadim. So once, if anybody comes along and helps, afterwards, stokes of coal, whatever, the fire, everywhere. Once the meat already fell apart, then there's no longer matam begadim. Because the mitzvah is the burning. This is already considered after the burning. You know, decomposition of the whole thing. So therefore, it's not included. Says the Gemara, my bida. First of all, what in the world is bida? We have it all over Shas, bida. What's a bida? Finally, you're going to understand what the bida is. Says the Gemara, you know what bida is? There's a section in the Temple Mount. Bida's name is called bida. Called a bida. The entire base is called bida. Shnemer, it says a pasuk that my shloimer, I'll give him the heart to do my mitzvahs, to do everything. The livnos habida asher hachinosi, to build the bida that I prepared. So, and what did Shlomo build? The Beis Hamikdash. So, it's referring to the entire Beis Hamikdash. Shloisha Beis Hachanin, there are three places to burn. Beis Hadesh and God Lohi Bazar is one big place in the courtyard. Shasham Sarfim Psuli Kochik Kochim, what did they burn there? The leftovers of the Kochik Kochim, the Emudi Kochik Kalim, and the fats of Kochik Kalim, which belong to the Bech. So afterwards, in the Bech, they would throw it, toss it into the dish, and Uparim Hanisrafim, those bulls that have to get burnt. This is Edim Hanisrafim, those things have to get burnt outside. She'ilibem Psul Koidim Zik, if they became possible before you sprayed the blood, you could no longer use them. Where did they burn them? In the courtyard. Ubeis Hadeshen, Acharei Barabayis, but there's a second base Hadeshen that was in the Temple Mount. What did they burn there? Also psulim, but different. Shasham surfing, they used to burn. Parim hanisrafim, we seen a stuff that also became possible, but which she'ira ben psul achazik. No, it became possible before the zika. It still belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. You leave it in the Beis Hamikdash. It became possible after the zika. He already did its activity as far as the Beis Hamikdash is concerned. It goes outside the Beis Hamikdash, but it's still on the Temple Mount. If you did everything correctly, you burn it outside the three camps. Yeah.
We start off here with saying my bitter. was his bira? Can you know we were talking about bira beforehand? No mention.
No, in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it says here. Look in the Mishnah. It says you got to burn it.
Oh, he's talking about besa bira. Okay.
You don't know what that is.
I totally overlooked it.
No problem. It's actually right in the beginning of Yom as well, the same piece. So anyway, right, so he makes a difference by a part of the Srafi, whether it came possible before the Zikr, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. At the Zikr, you did what you had to do. It's outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's only if you did it correctly, you take it all outside the three camps. And if you did it correctly, then chutz shalosh machlis, all outside the camp. Tony Levi Nebraisa learns. He argues. He says, "I agree, shloisha beis shonen, but I'll tell you where I argue regarding a parim and a srafim that became possible. I hold there's no difference before zikah, after zikah. You always do it on the Temple Mount. Hey, basically, this is God by Zohar Shem there. So if you look at the leftover kachim, the pasul kachim, kachim ben muri kachim kalim, uparim hanis srafim v'sim hasrafim. She ida behem psul became possible ben koydim zikah ben achaz zikah." I hold that Podim Hanisrafim, even if it became possible, after Zika, since it's still, the fact is, we're not telling you if you walked out, come back in. But if you haven't left the base of Mikdash yet, it belongs there. Burn it right on the spot. What do I keep it possible before Zika or after Zika? So what do they do with the one in the Temple Mount? There's a shom over there. Podim, you know what they burned over there? Podim Hanisrafim, that you have to take outside. But it became possible after you took it outside. As you're walking out, it became Tameh or something. We'll soon discuss whether there's Lina by it. And since it became possible after, you already took it outside, you don't bring it back in, you already took it out. You saw it right there on the Temple Mount. If you did it correctly, in the Chutz Shalosh Machnas. So I hold that part of myself, if you never left the Beis HaMikdash, stays in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only if it left the Beis HaMikdash, became possible, that's when you burned it on the Temple Mount. Boy, Rabbi Yimios, Rabbi asked the question. Lina, we know that the meat from a carbon, if you left it overnight, it becomes possible. What about Lina? Mau shetoyil beporim hanisrofim uvesidim hanisrofim. What about Lina? Let's say there's the porim hanisrofim that you had to burn. You didn't take it out the same day. You took it out the following day. Did it become possible? No, sir, like everything else, it becomes possible.
So what does he mean shetoyil? That it helps.
Effect means effective. Is that a psul? Here doesn't mean a good way. It means a bad way.
I thought he was saying, if it was possible, and you left it out overnight, is maybe Ubat Zerosso or something, it just changed, became a new Metzias.
No. It means, is such a psul exist, maybe it only applies to animals that have meat. What's the shayla? Me and do we say ki mahani lina? When do we say that lina is a psul, the bosa by meat, the barachila? Because that's something that even by oil it gets eaten on the mizbeach. But over here, nobody eats from it. Not the kohenim, not the eibushter. It gets all burnt on the Beis HaMikdash. Because the pasuk l'yol nechilu chagai is talking about a carbon which goes on the mizbeach. So maybe there's no linder. Aval hani labneach. No. Demolition makes no difference. Amar Rava says Rava. Ha milse iboyle abaya. Abaya actually asked this question. Upashat nelemaha, and I resolved it to him from here. Vishavin. We had a machlekes. If there's pigul by the inner chatas, the holding of pigul is by a shlamim. A shlamim is done on the outside mizbech. So the homachlekes, is there such a concept of pigul by the chatas that's done inside? So in other words, you had in mind that this karma chatas inside, you're going to eat outside. Or you had in mind you're going to burn it in the wrong place, outside of three camps. So the question is whether is this pigul over here renders the animal ineffective or not? Because maybe only things that you normally eat, which is the outside mizbech, but everyone agrees. Sai Shammai and Sai Hill agree. Shim chisha b'achilos podim. But if you had in mind when you ate that, you're going to eat the podim, uvesreif osan shlo osaklum. But you agree that these podim hanisrafim that have to get burnt outside the three camps means the mizbeach gets nothing from it. There's no pigle at all. At least over there, there's some shaykhs. Here, there's nothing at all. There's nothing at all. My love, what does he mean? Since with the chashal apostle, I can assume that I make only one consumption. Since there's no pigul by these parim hanisrafim, if he had a mind or something wrong, then linamilei apostle. Obviously, the psulim of a normal carbon do not apply to these parim hanisrafim because the whole activity is different than normal carbon. So there's also no lina there, l'chayda. V'dilma, perhaps, machshava hu delei apostle, avolina apostle. Says the Gemara, perhaps machshava doesn't puzzle, but Alina does puzzle. What are you making? Stretching a bow here? Maybe somehow or another, there's no pigle, but there is Alina. Why are the two connected? Touch by coming in, we have no resolution yet. Talking about here, Parim Hanisrafim, Musidim Hanisrafim, Moilim Behem, there is Mila, which means that you consider Gane, Mishah Hugdir, the moment you made it holy, all other Kabbalahs, the Mila starts after when it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. For example, Shlamim, only after you did the Zrika, the Dam, that's when the parts belong to the Beis HaMikdash. By Chattas and all that, the moment you sanctify, you make it sacred, that's when you're a Moil. Parim Hanisrafim also, the moment you made holy, if you're using it for your own benefit, you're stealing from Hashem. Nichshchetu, once you shechted it, now huchshu, the animal now is susceptible to tumah, the puzzle becomes susceptible to tumah, but tful yom, a guy who's a tful yom has to just, he already went to the mikveh, just has to go wait till sunset. Still, he's metameh, he could buy kachim, we're very machmet for him, metameh. Uven l'chutzah kippurim, or if he still needs, if he, even when it had sunset, but he's waiting for a carbon to be able to eat. Uven lina, and says clearly, and lina. Lina now is puzzle. So clearly to me that lina puzzled by these animals, that's your question. My love, lina is puzzle. We're talking about if you left the meat overnight, even though the meat is not really part of the carbon. Still, lina applies. Same way, no, lina's a murin. We're talking about the lina of the fats. The part that that gets roasted in his bech, that's where lina applies. But Mektoni Sefer doesn't say for kulam moil in Beis HaDeshen, that everyone continues to be moil. Achayuta chabosar, as long as, when do we say it's completely burnt and you fulfill your mitzvah only after the meat disintegrates and so on? But prior to that, the meat is still intact and anyone who plays with it or uses it is over meal. But the Sefer Basar, since we're talking about Mila, we're talking about the meat, Reishanami Basar, by the meat, it clears me that the meat of this Pariman Esrafim, you cut it apart and you took the Pariman Esrafim, the fats go on the mizbech. But you took the meat, and also there's lina. It's a meat area, safer boss, and the safer boss. Hey, Shem Murim, to my fats. The fats that go in his bag, that's where there's mi'ila. Bashenke, or lina. Bashenke, and the meat that goes outside to be burnt outside the shalim, there's no mi'ila there at all. Tashma coming in, Tony Levi learned, She'ida ben psul b'tziyasa, and it says that what? It said that it can be, Levi said, if a psul happened on the way out, that's when you burn the parim anasafim outside the base of Mikdash on the Temple Mount. What kind of psul? My love, lina, he left it overnight. Masalai, no, who said psul tum? Psul yusuf, other psulim also. Maybe it became tummy. Maybe the fact that you took it outside, you took it out, let's say, before you sprayed the blood. That's different. Because you took it out before the correct, appropriate time. But you're not blessed, that's a question. You'd see, what about Takah looking off? You asked about lina, and you didn't resolve it, because you're saying the psulim could be tummy and you'd see. What about you'd see? If you took it out before the zika, by other carbon is possible. What about here by the parim anasafim? Ma'u shatoyu but parim anasafim. So you took it out, and the shailis is eventually has to go out anyway. My kibbeboilu. What's the question? What's the question? It's supposed to go out anyway. It's a big deal. Only but I believe, but the mehel machleik before. If you took the carbon out by a carbon kachim kalim, you took it out, you brought it back to the base of Mikdash. Abiyachin said it's not possible because eventually has to go out anyway. And the shlokas said it is possible because you took it out the wrong time. But over here. A little man, a dying leg is man. Let's say he did not come. The Shlokas said it's not yet the right time to take it out. Me, I'm leaning. Do we say? Hani mili by kachim kalim. The reason by kachim kalim Shlokas is upset is even kachim kalim you're allowed to eat it in the basin. You don't have to take it out. So if you took it out at the wrong time, it's possible. But here you definitely have to take it out. Potim and a stop have to be burnt outside the shlaim. Hani boss name says it's chayva. You don't have to take it out. So therefore he said took it out at the wrong time. It's a problem. Abul Hani the same lots of chayva loy. Maybe no. I do mo hachinami like my loss is not the right time and therefore should be possible. Toshma coming in. Tony Levi said she eat it by psul but she took it out. The potim stuff and became possible outside the basin. Mikdash. What's the psul? If it's not lina, and it must be yitzia. My la psul yitzia. Like my line, no, psul tumah, the third psul. Maybe it became tamei. Upsulina, psulina. But we still don't know. Boy, rabbalaza, party man is, okay. Maybe, and maybe psulina, but not psul yitzia. So we don't resolve that either. Boy, rabbalaza, question. Party man is sofim, and sofim, she yotza ruba bimir. If most of the animal went out, but and like this, half the animal went out, and you have a part of a limb, you have the whole limb. What happens then? Do we combine the rest of the limb that didn't come out with it, so it becomes majority of the animal or not? If a meat of the Aver L'chayde only went out, Basar Ruba Shadinale. The fact is, most of the Aver didn't go out. Why should it even be a Shaila? Sorry. Do we say that the most of the is still inside, so it's not tummy? Oy Dilma, it's not puzzle. Oy Basa Ruba the Behemoth Shadinan. The fact is the majority of the animal went out, even though only part of the Ava went. So therefore, it says the fact is the majority of the animal went out, so it became puzzle. Says the Gemara, Pshita, there's no question the Loy Shavkin Ruba Behemoth Vazin, Basa Ruba the Vodim. There's no question that we're not going to say if Miat Ava definitely follows the Rave of the Ava. If the Rave of the Ava is still inside, then Miat Ava is still inside, and you don't have the animal outside. Our question is, Shiyotze Chetzev, exactly half, and the Rave Ava, including that half, is a majority of an Ava. If you pull along the minority of the Ava, you have a majority. But the fact is, it didn't go out yet. How do we look at that? Hi, Miat the Ava, Boss Rave Ava Shiloh. Do we say the Miat Ava follows the Rave? Vahanovigli says, now you have a majority. Idilma, Boss of Hamish, we look at the animal take. It's a good question. We'll stop here. Continue tomorrow, Mr.